Fiscal year 2020 is underway for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, and the budget for this checkoff organization has been adopted. Wheat Commission Executive Director Reed Christofferson expects a smaller crop in 2019 due to excessive moisture at planting, both last fall and this spring.
We are very cautiously estimating 700,000 acres of harvested wheat on hard red winter wheat. We're very hopeful that it's going to be certainly much higher than that, but we tend to take a very conservative approach as we're putting numbers into this budget. On the spring wheat side, we are stepping well below the numbers that have just come out of NASS this last week, and we're estimating 550,000 acres to be harvested.
At 0.4% of the market price, that puts the 2020 revenue projection for the South Dakota wheat checkoff just over $1.35 million. Commissioners peg winter wheat yields at 52 bushels per acre and spring wheat at 47. Christofferson hopes these numbers are conservative, as the crop still growing in the field looks good.
The winter wheat crop looks exceptional. Some of the thickest fields, it's certainly tillered out. The heads are just extremely large, and we've got a few weeks yet to harvest. We're just kind of coming out of the flowering. That grain is starting to fill. We probably need some heat on that grain to give it a little stress, hopefully build some protein. And, of course, the spring wheat is even a little farther behind. So there's still a lot of opportunity out there for Mother Nature to get a vote in on this crop, but we're hopeful that even though it's small, that it's going to be a very bountiful crop.
Join us again next Monday as we digest the 2020 budget on the expenditure side of the balance sheet. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.